KB4TFW.
Hey, Ken, how are you? KB4CBA.
Just taking the dog for a walk. How was your day?
We're so good. I'm sounding in the repeater, into the repeater.
Good.
Hey, well, I've been working on this Kenwood, and I'm running 50 watts.
I'll be back again.
Mobile, you two keep in mind, about 3 or 4 hours ago, we had an illegal on here, so don't be surprised at anything. I heard it earlier when I first went to town. KI4LCI Mobile.
So we had what?
Illegal operator on here that was on here saying nasty stuff.
Yeah, I hate that. I just have to ignore that.
I've heard him on here in the past on here, but he was on here, I guess, about 3 or 4 hours ago doing that here. And so just keep in mind about anything. It happened today. Y'all go ahead. I'll just let y'all know to keep your ears open. KI4LCI Mobile.
KFW. Been working on, we've got a used, it's called a Razor. It's just a motorized, scooter, you know, with the handlebars, and, you stand up on it, and I had to put a new battery in it. The battery wouldn't take a charge, and they had lost the charger, so my daughter bought a charger for it. So I'm charging it now, so we'll see if it works.
Stood out.
That too.
I hear you. If I hear you that you got hurt, I'll know what you how you did it.
I'd rather be on my motorcycle and have my helmet on and all my protective clothing than ride one of those things. So anyway, but my 8-year-old grandson, he'll have a blast with it.
His cars lived a little closer than Anderson. Anderson doesn't seem that far, but dang, it's an hour ride down, an hour ride back.
Are you located? You're in Taylor's, aren't you, Ken?
Greer. You know where Whitey's Auto Auction is?
No, not really. But I've got you on the input, so I thought that was impressive.
Putting out 7 or 8 watts. I'm kind of about two blocks off of Wade Hampton, headed back towards 25 on 290. Could hear who, and each person had a time to broadcast, and they were trying to get a chart together to see, you know, the range and who could hear who.
I wouldn't mind getting in on that, because I think I can hear Steve on the input. I believe I've hit the reverse before when I was talking to him when he was at the house.
Actually, I don't think there's any big mountains between you and him.
I believe so. lives up on a little, he calls it a knoll. And his antenna is 50 feet up on a tower, so he ought to be able to hit anything around here.
And he definitely got that right. The extra height makes a huge difference.
Not so much the wattage as it is the antenna. You know, you need a good antenna and height and at least for FM and that you know, heck, I mean, he could probably run like 10 or 25 watts, something like that.
Up in Spartanburg off of exit 80, which is kind of north of Spartanburg, and I could hit the 610 with my Baofeng in 5 watts.
It's amazing. You know, it just depends on, and then you could take a step one direction and lose the repeater completely.
It's more about line of sight than it is power.
Now I've got a moped I'm going to try, and it's an electric starter. I tried a kickstarter, but the gears are all tore up in it, and it makes an awful racket when you try to kickstart it. So the battery's dead, so I'm going to try to jump it off. It's using the car battery, and because I've done that with my motorcycle before, and it shouldn't hurt it. It's going to start. It'll start with my car battery and the jumper cables.
It's at the impound part, and it's pretty tore up and directed.
Doesn't. I mean, nothing. I mean, as far as the frame and everything looks good. Just some of the fairing on the front is skinned up a little bit on each side, and there's some pieces broken off here and there. And the left grip is kind of skinned up, and it's metal, so it's got some sharp edges. They need to. You could buy things to slide over those, you know, and just you know, to protect your hand from getting cut up, because I think it's going to be a child that's riding this thing, so, you know, you don't want them to cut their hand on it. And but other than that, I mean, it's, yeah, it looks pretty good. I mean, heck, I was really surprised.
Yeah, too, the way you explained it yesterday, I figured it would be useless. You know, I looked at the radar before I left the house, and all of it was about 85, and now I'm getting rained on. Dang, what's up with that? Dog ain't liking it.
You better make that walk or run.
You know, if it's nice out, she's got the leash all extended out. But if it's raining or thundering, man, she's right under you. Hardly walk.
It was like that. She was scared to death of thunderstorms. Yeah, I mean, she just shook the whole time, even if you held her.
Every time she goes for a place to hide, usually she goes into a closet.
Well, I'm going to jump out of here and see what I can do with this moped, see what kind of trouble I can get into.
Catch you this evening and that, and you have an awesome weekend. If I don't get to talk to you again, then I'll say 73. KN4, TFW.
Well, enjoy the rain. And we'll talk to you later. KN4TFW, KB4CBA, 73.
KN4WWZ, normal.